as Chad is getting up here, Mr. Chairman, just for the commission's, we don't have anything else. I mean, if we get done with this, we're ready to wrap up for the day. As far as we're concerned, if there is something else you'd like us to visit about, we're certainly here to do that. But just for your own information, this will be it for us today for what we have for you.
Morning again, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler.
Can you just wait a minute?
Yep.
Thank you all for doing that. Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll get with the interview.
All right. You can go. Thank you for giving us a couple of seconds.
Save the best for last. I'll make this as quick as I can. For those listening, Chad Switzer, Wildlife Program Administrator for the Department. Here to present our second draft of the Chronic Wasting Disease Action Plan. The Commission has a hard copy of that in front of you. I believe the last update I provided was back in March, and I'll go through this quickly because I know we're getting towards the end and I'm getting hungry. So since that update in March, I just want to go through a few things here because you mentioned, Andy mentioned that public involvement decision tool that Cindy worked with staff to develop, and this one here was kind of towards the right side of that spectrum where we felt public input, the engagement of the public, informing our stakeholders was very important. So we've spent a lot of time over the last year doing that. So since our last update at the March meeting, we held two different conference calls, each with licensed taxidermists and our known game processors within the state. We held seven public open houses across the state in the following locations: Hot Springs, Rapid City, Wall, Pier, Huron, Aberdeen, and Sioux Falls. We presented information at the annual South Dakota Taxidermy Association Convention up in Watertown, presented at the annual South Dakota Bowhunters Association Convention, had a meeting set up to present at the South Dakota Association of Meat Processors at their annual convention in Brookings. That was canceled due to the last blizzard we had in April. I'm still working with members of that group to have a discussion and visit with their representation. We've had meetings and continue to meet with the South Dakota Animal Industry Board, who has the legal authority over and regulates captive cervids within South Dakota. Continue to work on a regular basis with our communication staff on various outreach efforts, such as our Conservation Digest, Landowners Matters newsletter, targeted emails, website updates, and other items. Here about a month ago, Steve Griffin, Josh Delger, myself, and Dr. Mendel Miller from the Animal Industry Board did a one-hour South Dakota focus show with South Dakota Public Broadcasting. This show is archived on their website and available to the public. We touched on a lot of stuff. That hour went very quick. We could have talked about things for 3 hours. We had lots of texts coming in from the public. We've tried to respond and answer those members of the public that reached out. We still have some work to do there. As you've heard, a captive elk facility in Clark County had an individual that tested positive. We're still coordinating things with Animal Industry Board there on how we move forward with our wild deer surveillance from the upcoming harvest season there. We've conducted a survey, I guess, if you will, with known waste management providers in South Dakota, asking whether or not if they accept carcass remains or not. You will see a new figure within that revised plan in front of you, indicating by zip codes where those garbage haulers, those waste management providers, where they do or do not accept carcass remains. And that's pretty important, I think, when we talk about some of the suggestions for consideration within the action plan when it comes to carcass disposal, which is important in trying to reduce the spread of that prion disease. We held our second meeting with our CWD stakeholder group about a month ago here in Pier. Last week I presented at the Hunt Safe Instructor Annual Convention here in Pier last weekend. They had a great turnout. We were right here in this building. They had over 100 instructors here. I gave about a half-hour presentation, and we had about an hour of discussion on various topics and questions and answers. So we feel it's important to include that at some level in the curriculum when it comes to Hunt Safe and talk about this disease and what preventative measures and proactive measures hunters can take. I've done several media interviews, had lots of conversations myself, and I'm sure other staff have had via phone and via email with members of the public regarding CWD and the plan. We've provided additional information on chronic wasting disease in our deer and elk applications to update that. We've indicated which units we've detected CWD in, so applicants know whether we've detected that disease in that unit or not. Yesterday, we sent a draft memorandum of understanding, an MOU, to Animal Industry Board, talking about how we can increase our collaboration and work the best we can together in regards to CWD. I would hope we'd have that finalized and signed by the end of this month so we can incorporate that into the plan. We made the first draft plan available to the public for comment in April. For the whole month, we received around 50 comments, and I believe those have been shared with you via PDF file. Here today, you now have the second draft in front of you. I've got some other stuff here. I'm not going to dive into it. You'll be able to read the nuts and bolts of the plan. The goal and our objectives start on page 2. An important component of the plan starts on page 19 with preventative measures to reduce the spread of CWD. We've got best management practices associated with those and where we feel BMPs are probably just not going to be enough to address some of those objectives we identified in the plan. On page 33 of the plan, you'll see a summary of the new regulations for your consideration to consider, and we would likely, if the plan adopted with those in there, bring forward some rules at the July meeting for you to take into consideration. So where do we go from here? So we're here today talking about this, presenting you the revised draft. We would certainly be fine and welcome another 30 days or a short window of opportunity for additional public comment. We would ask for your review and comment, and if you want another some additional public comment on this second draft, we can certainly do that at the July meeting. We would, if you're willing and ready, we would ask for your formal adoption of the plan, and then at that time, depending upon what is in that plan based on feedback from you folks, we would bring forward recommendations for rule changes, and then in September we would finalize those changes and whatnot. So I guess I don't look at, you know, what once this plan is a heartbeat, I guess, with your formal adoption, you know, implementation would begin immediately. We've got a lot of logistics to discuss and finalize for the upcoming hunting seasons in regards to surveillance and obtaining samples from hunter harvest individuals and other methods of obtaining those samples. And I guess with that, I just want to thank the staff. This has been ongoing for about a year. A lot of staff time put into this. I want to thank Commissioner John Locken for your involvement. You've been heavily engaged. John's asked me some hard questions, and he's been actively engaged in this process, and the members of the public that provided input. So I guess once this thing gets adopted and we get looking or get going here, I don't look at this as crossing the finish line per se and the project is done. I look at it as just the beginning of implementation and continuing to inform and work with our public, our stakeholders, and our hunters on the management of CWD. So with that, I will stop and entertain any questions or comments.
Commissioner Whitmire.
Commissioner Whitmire, I guess just looking at other states, if there's data on spread of CWD in other states and how that can get away, just for a little bit of information for people, how important this is and what can happen.
Yeah, it's if I may, Mr. Chair, it's very important. I mean, CWD is a big deal right now for a lot of state wildlife agencies, Canadian provinces. The detection of this disease is just changing almost monthly, if not weekly, at times. Again, with some of the things we've learned here recently about chronic wasting disease and the alarming potential effects it could have long term on population growth rates and whatnot. Again, we have not really detected that at that level yet in this state. Could it get to that point? It certainly could. May it not? It may not affect us long term down the road. But I think with what we know now, And we don't know everything about CWD. That's kind of the scary part of it. But what we know now, with the potential long-term effects on population growth, we know the importance of deer and elk, and obviously you guys have learned that here quite a bit the last 3 months. Yeah, it's an important topic, and we're taking it pretty serious. So,
any other comments, questions?
I have a question, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Mr. Phillips.
On page 15, you list the captive cervid facilities in South Dakota, and we have one raising muntjacs. I'd like to know what a muntjac is.
I left my phone back there. I'd have to Google that.
Okay.
I don't know. I cannot answer that.
Okay.
Sorry.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Locken.
Commissioner Locken, I do know what a muntjac is. It's a little deer that's about this long and not very tall and has some funny horns and probably is capable of carrying some disease too. I don't know, but they are out there.
All right.
So I guess with that, Mr. Chair, are you comfortable with us? Obviously, we think it would probably be important if you guys want to have some time to review this. We'll probably, I'll work with our communication staff. We'll let the public know we have a revised draft out there. You know, we'll take comments up until we get close to the commission meeting in July, but I guess we'd be looking for formal adoption from you if you're willing and ready at July to help us start moving forward. So
sure, let's do that. Let's have that for the plan. Commissioner Beese.
Commissioner Travis Beese here. What is the legal, if you have a captive herd and a captive herd comes up positives for CWD, what is the legal process for that? That, or how do you deal with that?
Mr. Chair, so we as a state wildlife agency, we don't really have much on that. The authority for captive cervids falls under the South Dakota Animal Industry Board. They have all authority over captive cervids within the state. I don't have their rules right up in front of me here right now, Commissioner Bees, but there is a process they have to go through, you know, in regards to the permit that they were issued to have those individuals as far as testing. I know the one in Clark County, there's still some things they're working on, some of the different originations herds that built this facility to where it is today, and doing some trace backs, and they're waiting on some DNA tests, just some confirmation on the sample that was submitted that came back suspect positive. Those herds are all under quarantine right now, and I guess it depends upon whether those herds will ultimately be culled out. I can't speak on that right now. I'm not involved with those discussions at that level. So.
Okay, thanks.
Any other comments or questions? Okay, that's the plan. And we're concluded for the day, so we'll be adjourned until July. Thank you.
So moved.